Please join in the prayer for illumination. God, our light, make us attentive to your word as to a lamp shining in a dark place, that seeing your truth, we may live faithful lives until that great day dawns and the morning star rises in our hearts. Amen. Our scripture reading today is from 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 16 through 21. Christ's return is true. We didn't repeat crafty myths when we told you about the powerful coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Quite the contrary, we witnessed his majesty with our own eyes. He received honor and glory from God the Father when a voice came to him from the glory saying, "This is my dearly loved Son, with whom I am well pleased." We ourselves heard this voice from heaven while we were with him on the holy mountain. In addition, we have a most reliable prophetic word, and you would do well to pay attention to it, just as you would to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. Most important, you must know that no prophecy of Scripture represents the prophet's own understanding of things, because no prophecy ever came by human will. Instead, men and women, led by the Holy Spirit, spoke from God. The word of God for the people of God.
Thank our sister in Christ for sharing those words of truth that can be trusted. Thank you, my friend. Join with me in prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. It's life. It is living. While our sister read from the Holy Word and she was reading words off of paper, it is more than ink and paper. It is you speaking life, resurrection into our hearts. Thank you for this humbling and powerful reality. We offer ourselves and open ourselves to receive what you seek to fill us with. It's in the name of our Savior that we pray. Amen. Go ahead and look at somebody right now. Don't look at me for the next 15 to 30 seconds. I'm going to give you a break from any glare off the head or anything like that. Look at somebody else. Look them right in the eyes and say, "I can't remember what I wanted to tell you." That's probably the first time that you've said that in a long time, right? I mean, you probably never share that with people, never have to share that with people. You're immediately spot on whenever somebody has, you know, ask you a question. Who is that that does this in the church? You know, it's kind of interesting because we have approximately over 750 people in worship during the season. And somebody will come up to me and say, "Who is it? She has gray hair." Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. I did want to share something, though, that I've forgotten, speaking about memory, to share earlier in our time of prayer. And it's important that I share this because Ray Stenstrom is such a loved and hard-working member of our congregation. He's in the hospital, so we just want to continue to lift up Ray and Margaret. Ray is in the hospital, and they're still trying to sort out what's going on with him, why he's having so much pain. Spoke with Ray last night and Margaret last night, and they were appreciative of the fact that they were going to be remembered today in prayer. On the back of our bulletin, we have a lot of people that we remember in prayer. And today is a day that we do remember. That is the key word, thought, process that comes out of our scripture reading. Remembering what happened on that mountaintop experience when Christ glowed with such a glory and a light that the world had never seen before. Remembering that, and remembering that that same grace that was at work on the top of that mountain is also at work in the lowest valley. Whenever we are feeling on top of the world, what an awesome, exciting time it is. You know that scene from Titanic when Leonardo DiCaprio is on the front of the ship and the wind's blowing through his hair? Show off. And he says, I'm king of the world. Those mountaintop experiences. Yeah, wonderful, awesome. However, we can't stay up there. We can't stay on top of the mountain. If you do any hiking around here and you get to the top of a hill or a mountain, whatever you want to call it. I talked to some people from Colorado and they look at these things over here. They say, those are hills. And you get up there and maybe you want to stay there. Maybe you have to stay there for a while and just kind of sit. Maybe you want to call in helicopter support from the Marine base and have you taken, but you have to come back down. Now, what am I referring to? I'm referring to a particular reference in Matthew where Jesus goes up with some of the other disciples, and Peter's one of them, and at the top of the mountain, Jesus is changed physically. He's glowing. He's transfigured. That's where we get the name for this Sunday from. Transfiguration Sunday. Transformation Sunday. And the disciples, including Peter, are all watching this, and they're amazed. And Peter, if we read anything about Peter, we understand that he's got good intentions, but he doesn't always get it. And he says, as he's seeing Jesus there, and he's also seeing Moses and Elijah, okay, at the top of the mountain, Jesus is glowing, and Jesus is having this interaction with Moses and Elijah, two leaders of the faith as well, okay? Two leaders that point to the Savior, the Messiah, who they're with right now. All of this is coming together, in other words. What was prophesied is coming true. It's all coming together there on the top of the mountain. Such a glorious thing, such a marvelous thing. And rather than soaking it in and being transformed himself, Peter says, Lord, I pitched a tent for you over here. I'm using my Boy Scout skills. I'll go ahead and make one for each of you. Misses the point altogether. He misses the point because he starts thinking that there's something that he can do in this situation. Now, let me share something with you. When God is at work in a way of powerful grace, when God is at work in a way of love, and is God always at work? If you don't have a yes for that, I've really screwed up now for 5 years. Is God always at work?
Yes.
Then if God is always at work, there's nothing that we can do to top that. All we can do is follow how God is guiding us. Okay? All we can do is say, yes, Lord, this is what I will do as well. And Peter, it was like he wasn't paying attention sometimes. You probably never had to deal with somebody who doesn't pay attention to you. But Peter, right there, right in the midst of this phenomenal working of God, something that the world had never seen before, and yet he was privy to it, was missing out on what was going on. So we fast forward to this letter that was written. And the author of this letter is saying, remember what Peter saw. Remember what God did. Transformative power. Incredible love. Love beyond anything that you can imagine, and grace at work before you're even paying attention or aware of it. Why was this important? Because the early church was starting to break apart. The early church was starting to experience divisions in their midst. One of the reasons is because the early church had sensed that Jesus was going to return. We know biblically that Jesus will come again, okay? But the early church thought Jesus is going to come in our lifetime. In other words, Jesus is going to come back and I'm going to see it. When this didn't happen, there's a little bit of grumbling. You've probably never dealt with somebody who grumbled either. And of course, we know grumbling never happens in the church. Nobody ever complains about anything. People are always cooperative. Nobody's ever gossiping. Nobody's ever saying, my coffee is too cold. I didn't get a big enough cookie. Nobody's complaining about those, you know, really important things that build the kingdom. But in the early church, it was happening. And so, remembering what had taken place on the mountaintop puts our focus back on where it should be, Jesus. It puts their focus back on God at work through Jesus. It refocuses people on what God actually did. The transfiguration is real. It took place. And these words remind the early church that this is something that you can count on. Even as you're waiting for Jesus to come back, even if you die and go to glory with God before Jesus comes back, this is something that you can count on because God keeps his promises. Did it work? Jury's still out on that. Every time that the church, though, pulls together and works together as the people of God, the transfiguration is celebrated once again. Every time that people look at another person, believers see God at work in that other person, God transforms us. Every time that we choose love over hate and open ourselves to following how God's grace is leading us, not we trying to lead God, but we following God, us following God, transformation is at work. You see what I'm saying? That mountaintop experience gives us hope and helps us to remember. Remember God at work in our lives. I want you to take a few moments here. Think about this past week. Can you remember a time in this past week when God was at work in your life? Can you remember that? You remember that? A time this past week when God was at work, remembering. My mom, Barbara, has Alzheimer's, and it's progressing. But one of the most powerful things on the last visit that we had, my sister and I, is whenever we took a hymnal exactly like this one, and we started leafing through it and singing some of the familiar hymns. She'd grown up in the church all her life, and my sister and I had also grown up in the church. And so as we sang those, there was this recognition, there was a remembering that she had deep inside from someplace, there was a remembering to those times when she could sing as well. when God's transformative power was at work in her life through these beloved hymns. Now, there was also that spark of my mom that came out also, because she was leaning forward, and there was just a sense that my sister and I had that she was leaning forward to see if we were singing the right words. Thank you. That was truly my mom, no question about it. No question about it. So I'm asking us to remember and to think about the power of memories. Certainly some memories are better than others. And some scientists would say that we remember some of the negative things more because that's how we learned to survive. That we remembered those negative things as things that could hurt us and harm us. And so we hold on to those things. But as believers, as Christians, we understand that we don't need to hold on to those harmful things anymore, those negative things. Who can we hand them to? Who can we hand them to? God, laying them over, no longer holding on to them, remembering how God was at work on that mountaintop, remembering how God is at work in the valleys, remembering how God is at work in all times and in all places. Our table of grace. I invite the communion stewards to please come forward. Those who will be serving communion, please come forward. Our table of grace is a table in which we remember. And in fact, quite remarkably, Jesus himself said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Remember me. Remember me on the mountaintop. Remember me as you journey through the valley." I keep repeating those two things because life is up and down, isn't it? Yet God is always at work. And around that table, it was an intimate gathering of friends. Jesus broke the bread and he said, "This is my body. It is broken for you. Remember me whenever you take it, whenever you taste of the goodness of this bread. And remember also that you are the body of Christ." And after the supper, as they were reclining around that table, and Peter was there as well, just as he was at the Transfiguration, he was also there at the table. Jesus says, "This is not just something to quench your thirst. This is my blood. And remember, as you receive this, that God is about to do an act of atonement that will forgive you, that will offer forgiveness for you, offer it in a way of grace and power, remembering the blood poured out as a sacrifice for our sin." After the communion stewards receive the elements of grace, you will be invited to come forward by the ushers to remember this morning what it is to have Jesus as a Savior, to remember this morning also how God is at work in your life.